From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In the next few weeks, the Senate will hold confirmation hearings for a man named Del Daley. Daley has been named the top counterterrorism job at the State Department. But by training, he's a military man, an Army lieutenant general. This fits a pattern. Daley is the latest in a line of defense officials who've been selected for the nation's senior intelligence and counterterrorism posts. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, that is raising questions about the wisdom of having military officials running nearly all of the big U.S. spy agencies.
There is something to be said for having military men at the helm of U.S. intelligence efforts.
These are people who know how to lead from their military service, and they have something else, and that's a certain decisiveness.
Richard Cohn, a military historian at the University of North Carolina. But Cohn, who's teaching this year at the U.S. Army War College, says on balance it's a bad idea to overpopulate the nation's intelligence agencies with military officers.
They're used to in their careers, in fact they grew up in their careers, serving warfighting commanders. And thus the emphasis can be far too tactical to lead the larger intelligence community.
A community, Cohn argues, that shouldn't allow military priorities to trump broader strategic ones, economic, political, environmental. Here's the lineup that's raising questions. The overall chief of U.S. intelligence is now Mike McConnell, a retired Navy vice admiral. Over at Langley, the head of the CIA is Michael Hayden, a four-star Air Force general. The National Counterterrorism Center is run by Scott Redd, another retired Navy vice admiral. We mentioned Del Daley, the lieutenant general who's retiring from the Army in anticipation of running counterterrorism efforts at the State Department. And 2 weeks ago, Jim Clapper, a retired Air Force lieutenant general, took up the top intelligence job at the Pentagon. It's worth noting all these positions were until recently occupied by civilians. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says he has nothing personal against any of these men.
But when you do have the clean sweep of the military controlling every significant position in the intelligence community, you're going to see the intelligence world through the glasses of the military. And that is a problem.
Hoekstra worked in the business world before he came to Congress. He likens the situation to choosing a board of directors for a company, but picking only lawyers or only bankers.
You know, in the intelligence community, we are concerned about groupthink. And if you're setting up an organization that's going to have groupthink, make sure that you get all the people who are leading the organization coming from exactly the same kind of background, and that's what we have here.
Pat Lang disagrees. He's a former head of human intelligence at the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. Lang says by the time people climb to senior officer ranks, they've been trained in tactical intelligence collection, but also exposed to a good deal of broad strategic planning.
The idea that they just think differently and we want to think all the time about narrow issues of military tactics and things like this is just not supported by the facts in my experience. I just don't think that's a real argument.
Lang also scoffs at the notion that military officers might be less likely to speak truth to power. That's been a concern in the aftermath of the faulty pre-war intelligence on Iraq. It came to the fore last year when General Hayden was picked to run the CIA. Hayden is active duty and still wears his uniform to work most days at Langley. But in an interview this month with C-SPAN, he denied he would mute his views if they ran counter to military commanders.
I'm not in any military chain of command. I mean, my relationship with the Air Force is I am an active duty Air Force officer, but I don't report to the Chief of Staff of the Air Force. I don't report to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I report to Mike McConnell, the Director of National Intelligence, and after him to the President.
As to why so many generals and admirals seem to be finding their way to top intelligence jobs, Hayden says, think about it in sports terms.
I would suggest that people think the fact that you've got some people like myself, some retired people in these key positions, to simply conclude that they were the best athletes available in the draft at this particular point in time. They're the best people available.
Meanwhile, there's another key position yet to be filled, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, the number two job in U.S. intelligence. That person will report directly to Admiral McConnell. And because it's unlikely both jobs would go to military veterans, it may well be a civilian. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.